All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And week number 4 is upon us, and I got things started on the right foot. This past Thursday night, I picked the Rams to win at home over the Minnesota Vikings by 7, but I didn't think it would be the high-scoring affair that it was. But as the Rams were able to get the best of the Vikings by the score of 38-31, we saw just how explosive that this offense can be in Los Angeles when it is clicking on all cylinders. Now, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 4. Now, things start off in Atlanta. You're going to have the 1-2 Falcons hosting the 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Atlanta suffered a very tough defeat at home last Sunday in overtime versus the New Orleans Saints. And if you go back to that overtime period, Atlanta never had the opportunity to possess the football. You look at this Falcons defense and they are reeling, as they have consistently been losing guys to injured reserve all season long. Now, it's going to be on the Falcons offense, led by quarterback Matt Ryan and wide receiver Julio Jones, to get it done. And they're going to have to deal with a very tough Cincinnati defense, which includes defensive end Michael Johnson. Now, this Falcons defense is banged up, but they have to find a way to slow down Cincinnati's running attack and make Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton beat them in the pocket with his arm. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair, but I think Atlanta finds a way to get it done at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Falcons by the score of 30-27. Now, at Soldier Field, it's going to be the 2-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the 2-1 Chicago Bears in a battle of two of the more surprising teams to begin this season. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick still had a big passing game in the Bucs' loss in week number 3 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he did throw some costly interceptions. And I look at Fitzpatrick in this contest, I think he's going to try to go out there and sling it again, but he's got to deal with this Bears defense led by outside linebacker Khalil Mack. Now, you look at this Bears offense, has been up and down, but bottom line, get the ball to running back Jordan Howard and get out of his way. I think this Bears fan base is starting to believe in this team once again, and I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere tomorrow afternoon in Chicago. Thus, I'm going to take the Bears at home by the score of 30-20. Now, in AT&T Stadium in Arlington, you're going to have the 1-2 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 1-2 Detroit Lions. And you look at Dallas, they've been up and down in the early stages of this season, but the bottom line is this: the Cowboys are going to play D, but offensively, it has to get started with running back Ezekiel Elliott. But at the same time, what defenses are doing right now to Dallas, they're trying to take Elliott away and make quarterback Dak Prescott beat them from the pocket. Dak Prescott doesn't have the skills, and on top of that, he doesn't have the wide receivers to get it done this year. But I look at this Dallas defense, and they have been stingy in the early stages of the season, and I expect them to go out there and contain Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford and honestly force him into a couple of key interceptions and even a possible fumble. I think Dallas's defense is good enough to win this game by themselves. Thus, I'm going to take the Cowboys at home by the score of 27-17. Now, at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, you're going to have the 1-1-1 Packers hosting the 1-2 Buffalo Bills. Green Bay comes into this contest favored by 9.5 points at home, but they have to be wary. Why? Because these same Buffalo Bills went on the road last week as 16-point dogs and got the best and actually dominated the Minnesota Vikings. But you look at this Packers team, you look at this defense. Clay Matthews III, the outside linebacker, In each of the three games so far for the Packers, he has been flagged for a roughing the passer penalty. And you have to wonder how this is going to play into his psyche as far as what he can go out there and do. I look at this Packers defense to try to go out there and confuse Bills rookie quarterback Josh Allen. And on the flip side, this Bills defense has a deal with one of the best in the business in Aaron Rodgers under center. I think Buffalo will be game, but I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 30-17. Now in Nashville, you're going to have the defending Super Bowl champions in the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the 2-1 Tennessee Titans. And in the early stages of the season, we are seeing that the Eagles indeed are getting the best punch from their opponent. And that is to be expected when you are the defending champs. This Titans defense knows how to get after opponents. And I think they're going to try to go out there and try to make life tough for Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. But I look at this Eagles defense of their own, and they're going to go out there and try to make life tough for Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota. I think the Eagles win the turnover battle, and I think that will be the difference in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take Philadelphia on the road by the score of 27-19. Now, in an AFC South showdown, you're going to have the winless Houston Texans traveling to Indianapolis to take on the 1-2 Colts. Now, for the Texans, they simply have not been able to get it going. They've been in each contest so far this season, but they have yet to get their hand raised. Now, for Houston on offense, they have to get their running game going with Lamar Miller. Set up their play-action passing for quarterback Deshaun Watson so he can find the likes of Will Fuller and, of course, Duke Hopkins. This Texans defense has to get it going. I mean, we saw J.J. Watt have 3 sacks last Sunday, but he's got to find a way to go out there and wreak havoc in the way that we've seen J.J. Watt wreak havoc in the past. Of course, Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, doesn't have the strong arm like he once did, but he is still mobile, and this Texans defense has to find a way to keep him in the pocket. I think Houston is going to do a better job of dictating the pace in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Texans to get their first victory of the season by the score of 24-20. Now, you're going to have the undefeated Miami Dolphins traveling to Foxborough to take on the 1-2 New England Patriots. New England comes into this game favored by 6.5 points in spite of the fact that they are facing a Dolphin team who is undefeated. And a big reason for that is Tom Brady's record at home versus the Miami Dolphins. New England has been on the road in each of the last 2 weeks and they've taken it on the chin. And I think this team has to get back to that edge. New England has yet to get that edge so far here in 2018. I see them incorporating wide receiver Josh Gordon a little bit more in the game plan this week, but it's all about their defense. They've got to go out there and be more aggressive. Now, on the flip side for this Miami Dolphins team, they're not as talented as they were last year, but more importantly, everybody is playing for each other and there is good chemistry on this team. This is going to be a very tight affair throughout, but I think New England pulls it out with a 27-24 win. Now, in Jacksonville, you're going to have the 2-1 Jaguars hosting the 1-2 New York Jets. Jacksonville comes into this game favored by 7.5 points, and now you're going to look at the arguably the best defense in the NFL getting the opportunity to tee off on a rookie quarterback in Sam Darnold. The Jets' defense is stingy as well, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them force 1 or 2 turnovers by Jags quarterback Blake Bortles. But I look at this Jags defense, their home, it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and I think they feed off of that. Thus, I'm going to take the Jaguars at home by the score of 24-16. Now, in the Bay Area, it's going to be the 1-1-1 Cleveland Browns traveling to take on the winless Oakland Raiders. And Baker Mania has captivated Northern Ohio. We saw Baker Mayfield come in at quarterback in week number 3 for the Cleveland Browns. He came in relief of Tyrod Taylor, who was injured. And of course, he was able to help the Browns secure a comeback victory for their first win since Christmas Eve of 2016. I said it before that once the Browns got that first win, they were going to get some, you know, their footing because they finally got an opportunity to taste victory. And I think this team really believes in Baker Mayfield. It's only September, but I think this season is getting away from the Oakland Raiders as John Gruden, their head coach, really lost his team before it started. I think the fans in Oakland are going to attempt to will this team to a victory, but it won't matter as I'm going to take the Browns on the road by the score of 31-24. Now, it's going to be an NFC West showdown as you're going to have the 1-2 Seattle Seahawks traveling to the desert to take on the winless Arizona Cardinals. Seattle was able to get their first victory of the season in week number 3, and they are looking to build off of that. I look at this Seahawks defense going up against a rookie quarterback in Josh Rosen, and they've got to go out there and make his life uncomfortable. You look at the Seahawks offense, and of course, it is predicated with what quarterback Russell Wilson can do, but he has a big time target back for this contest in Doug Baldwin. I think Seattle got some momentum last week when they were knocked off Dallas at home, and I think they keep it going. Thus, they're going to get the 30-17 victory. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's going to be the 2-1 New Orleans Saints traveling to take on the 1-2 New York Football Giants. The Giants come into this contest as 3.5-point favorites, but they were able to get their first victory of the season last week against the Houston Texans, and a big reason for that was the Giants' ability to run the football. The Giants started off the game running, running, and running, and it was able to set up their play-action passing, and I think that's what they have to go out there and do again. Get the ball to Saquon Barkley, let him get a good lather, let him get into the game plan, and then feed off of his ability with play-action passing from quarterback Eli Manning to the likes of Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard. Now, you're not going to be able to stop the Saints' offense. They're going to move the football, but if you are the Giants' defense, you have to find a way that once they get into that red zone, you've got to keep them to field goals, but it won't be tough because quarterback Drew Brees is really on the same page with wide receiver Michael Thomas right now. Now, this Saints' defense has been lit up throughout the early stages of the season, and the Giants have to find a way to take advantage of that, and Eli has to play flawless like he did last Sunday versus the Texans. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth, nip-and-tuck type of affair, and whoever has the football at the end will win. I think that will be the Giants, and I'm going to take New York at home by the score of 29-27. Now, in Carson, California, it's going to be the 1-2 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers. The Chargers are big-time favorites in this game as they're favored by 10.5 points. And as you all know, the Niners lost their starting quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo last week for the season due to a torn ACL. It kind of took the air out of this team. And for Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan, he has to find a way to rally the troops. It won't be easy when you're going up against one of the better veteran quarterbacks in the game in Phillip Rivers for the Lightning Bolts. And I think the Chargers will be able to take advantage of not having Jimmy G there. And they'll get the momentum early and they will run with it. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers at home by the score of 34-20. And on Sunday night, it's going to be that classic Hatfields and McCoys matchup, as it's the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens making the trek to Western Pennsylvania to take on the 1-1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh is coming off of their first victory of the season, and they played with a very high sense of urgency in being able to knock off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But you look at this Ravens-Steelers matchup. Is basically put the women and children to bed. You know that you're going to have some paint swapping out there. It's going to be a physical and sometimes bloody affair. But I think Pittsburgh was able to get some momentum from last Monday night. And I think it carries over to this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Steelers at home by the score of 30-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's a classic AFC West showdown as it's the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Mile High to take on the 2-1 Denver Broncos. It's early on in the season, but this is a big one because first place in the division is on the line. You look at this Kansas City offense and they are rolling as quarterback Patrick Mahomes is doing a good job of getting the football out of his hands quick and getting it to the likes of his playmakers such as tight end Travis Kelce and wide receiver Tyreek Hill. This Denver defense will have to make Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable, and it starts up front with outside linebacker Von Miller, who is one of the better pass rushers in the business. Now, you look at this Broncos offense, they've been shaky, and they have got to be on their A game if they are going to do what a lot of people don't expect them to do, and that is get the home win over Kansas City. Now, Denver's undefeated at home this season, and Broncos Nation always comes out for this team. And you look at the Broncos over the years, they have one of the better home field advantages in the NFL. I think it's going to be important for Denver to get ahead early to keep their crowd in the game and potentially force Kansas City into making some mistakes. However, the way that Kansas City is playing right now, they are clicking on all cylinders, and I don't see the Broncos stopping them. Thus, I'm going to take KC on the road by the score of 27-17. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 4 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy that NFL action.